It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado lawmakers will return to the state capitol November 30th for a special legislative session on COVID-19 relief. CPR's Banta Berkland reports.
Governor Jared Polis signed the executive order yesterday. He says people are living in a moment of unprecedented urgency, and the state must act since federal relief efforts are stalled. The special session will focus on a stimulus package for small businesses, renters, and will also include aid for child care centers, food and utility assistance, and broadband access for students. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Some Colorado ski resorts will have new pandemic restrictions starting tomorrow. CPR Sarah Mulholland has more.
Ski resorts in areas considered to have a severe risk of COVID-19 spread are allowed to operate under the state's newly announced system, but with changes. The biggest difference is that indoor dining is prohibited. Summit County, home to many ski areas, was moved to the second highest level along with 14 other counties by state health authorities this week. Arapaho Basin, Keystone, and Breckenridge all opened in recent weeks. Copper Mountain, also in Summit, is supposed to open November 30th. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A COVID test site will stay open outside Waterworld through December. Adams County says the state-run site will operate daily starting at 8 a.m. It can test up to 1,500 people a day. Colorado Congressman Joe Neguse has been chosen by his colleagues to the number 8 position in the U.S. House leadership. Neguse represents Colorado's 2nd District, which includes Boulder and Fort Collins. He will chair the House Democratic Policy and Communications Committee, which helps craft policy positions and talking points for the Democratic caucus. Neguse will begin his 2nd term in Congress in January. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.